Jerry Bader Show, 9:36. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Boy, it's cold out. It has been cold out for several days. It's cold throughout the Midwest. Perfect atmosphere for our next topic. As you know, in recent days, I've talked with and about State Representative Jeff Mersaw of Crivitz. Jeff is actually from my hometown of Coleman. Went to the same high school a few years apart. Jeff, I'm proud to say, a few years ahead of me in high school. That means he's older than I am. Media Trackers, Brian Sikma, got on a story last week of a forum that Jeff Mersaw, and I would say chairman of a relevant committee in the legislature, was hosting with a Democratic state representative on climate change. Brian ran a piece wondering, well, was Mersaw looking at getting on board, a Republican, getting on board with mitigation legislation or some type of, you know, to that extent, to deal with the problem of global warming. Climate change, as they call it now, because there hasn't been global warming for 15 years. After Brian ran that piece, we had Jeff Mersaw on one of the most, as Brian put it, disjointed interviews that you'll hear in a long time. I said, just chase your tail madness. It was like trying to nail Jell-O to a wall. Jeff, do you accept man-caused global warming or don't you? He said something that has become his mantra. Climate change has been occurring since the start of time, and there's no reason to expect it to stop now or in the future. Mersaw said, well, I think climate change is naturally occurring. I also believe in regularly challenging my beliefs in order to strengthen them. Today's forum did just that. Now, he released that after yesterday's forum, but that's what he said going in. Initially, this forum was going to be closed to the public. Brian reported on that. Brian Sikma and another talk show host jumped on it. And magically, yesterday's forum became open. And Media Tracker's Brian Sikma attended it and joins us now. Brian, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jerry. Great to be with you.
Hey, good to have you. Before we get into what you saw and heard yesterday, you fired off a couple of tweets suggesting that Jeff Mersaw wasn't all too happy with you, that you were pushing the fact this was a closed forum.
No, he was not. I went to the forum yesterday with a wind chill of -7 at the state capitol of Madison at about 9 o'clock in the morning. And sat down in the committee room as the members began to percolate in, some of the speakers from the University of Wisconsin. And Jeff Mersaw opened it up with his statement as committee chairman. And he made the snide remark that nothing was going to be discussed of substance at the forum. There's no policy. It was simply for information only, but they had to open it after some in the press called attention to it. And he kind of gave me the look as I was sitting in the back of the room. And, you know, I had to actually pretty good about that, because I do think that any time the legislator has to become a little bit more transparent with the public, that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, little does he know that was a compliment. I absolutely agree with you on that. Okay, so talk about, what did you hear there? Okay, he said it was just information only. What type of information was shared from the guests, the speakers?
Well, fairly early on in the climate change forum, Dan Beaumont, who's a leading climate scientist at the University of Wisconsin, got up and he opened it up and kicked it off by saying that this was only going to be a forum discussing data. They were not going to prescribe any particular solutions. They weren't going to, for example, advocate for a particular limitation on greenhouse gases. They weren't going to go into these policy proposals. But as time went on, I think some of the speakers couldn't help themselves but begin to try to bring up climate change as something that could be solved through public policy. They made it pretty clear that there are choices that policymakers could implement that could limit climate change. And as time went on, you kind of saw a unique trend developing. At one point, one speaker dismissed the UN report that has said that climate change has been stagnant for the past 15 years, which is a fairly important report, and said the report was useless for Wisconsin policymakers because it contains too much data. Now, scientists typically don't go around complaining about too much data being out there. They usually complain about the lack of it, they need more of it. But this was an interesting tactic. They decided to dismiss the UN climate change report, saying it has too much information. But then speaker after speaker relied on anecdote and partial facts and very narrow statistics and samples to prove their point that climate change is occurring in Wisconsin.
See, and what you and I, and kudos to you, because you broke the story, but as you know and you reported on, I had Jeff on the show. We couldn't figure out what he was doing involved with this effort. Did you get any enlightenment on that from his presence or anything he said yesterday?
Well, after he opened it up with his general statement, he got up and walked out of the room for a little while. Eventually, he came back and sat in his chair, but for all intents and purposes, as you mentioned, Jerry, you were spot on in this assessment when you interviewed, or right after you interviewed him, you said that you thought this was an attempt by Mirsaw to kind of placate Democrats in his committee. And in fact, that's what it really seemed to be, because State Representative Fred Clark, who is a big proponent of climate change legislation, of legislation to impose regulatory frameworks in Wisconsin to deal with climate change, he basically ran this entire forum. He was the one calling on speakers. He was the one probing for more questions. He was the one that kind of managed the interaction between a couple of the other legislators that showed up who were asking questions in the UW panel. This was an opportunity for Fred Clark to play. He was committee chairman, and Jeff Mirsaw just went along with it as Republican actual chairman of the committee and just sat back and let the entire event unfold.
See, that's... That you're right. That is exactly what I suspected. And the statement that he released, and I'm just, nothing has sounded coherent to me coming from Jeff Mirsaw. While I think climate change is naturally occurring, I also believe in regularly challenging my beliefs in order to strengthen them. Today's forum did just that. So what is he saying? That he listened to all this climate change propaganda just to reinforce his belief that it's not man-caused?
Well, interestingly enough, he stopped me after the forum. It closed sometime around mid-afternoon, and he stopped me before I left the building and told me that he was very glad the forum was there. He was glad that I was able to attend, and he expressed his perspective to me that while he doesn't agree with everything that was said, he can understand the perspective of wanting to implement policy proposals to deal with climate change. And what he specifically talked about were some sort of a tax credit system or some way of rewarding people for taking proactive steps to deal with climate change. Now, this is not the same type of structure we've seen in the past, the idea of a carbon tax. It's not a renewable energies mandate, but it does, he wasn't going to get into specifics with me, but he did tell me that he wants to see something where the state legislature passes legislation rewarding people for implementing green energy alternatives. And it's kind of this idea of subsidies. It's kind of actually, if you take that idea and blow it up on a grand scale, you have the Solyndra debacle on the federal level, where the federal government underwrote a battery company that went bankrupt because they had a very bad business practice. So I'm not sure. I'm not convinced Jeff Mirsaw came out of that hearing unscathed. I mean, he certainly listened to a lot of the stuff that was being presented. Of course, there was no counterpoint to that. The University of Wisconsin does have some very smart scientists that don't agree with the idea that climate change is something that is man-made and that individuals can do something about. It was a very one-sided exchange. If you wanted to hear that, you could tune into MSNBC. It didn't have to have a lot of UW scientists tell you that. But I don't think he's actually coming out of this very strong. He certainly didn't rule out the chance that he may bring up legislation in the future.
All right. Very, very interesting. Disconcerting, but very interesting nonetheless. Got to make way for another guest. But Brian Sikma, thanks a lot for sharing what you saw there. We do appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Jerry. I appreciate it.
And really, hats off to Brian for the work that he did in bringing attention to this. All right, in 3 minutes, Common Core. What was proposed and what happens next? State Representative Jeremy Thiesfeld of Fond du Lac will join us to discuss. It's 9:44.
Jerry Bader, JerryBaderShow.com.